Welcome to the Next Brave Thing podcast. My name is Ella Hooper, and I believe that breakthrough is on the other side of bravery. This podcast features brave stories, emotional health, and creativity to inspire you to take your next brave step. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Next Brave Thing podcast. It is season 5. I cannot believe I've done 5 seasons. Well, this is coming up my 5th season, and I'm excited that you guys have really come on the journey with me. And it's actually been really fun running into people who listen to the podcast that I actually haven't met. And it's been really, really sweet. So thank you for listening. And I have been on YouTube for a while, but I know I have listeners listening on all my podcast platforms, but I'm also on YouTube, and I am today sitting in my new studio. And I'm excited for you guys to be able to see me more on video. So make sure you go subscribe to my channel on YouTube, like, share, rate with your friends, do all those things. It helps get the word out. But today is an exciting episode because I'm going to share a very big life update, a big life change. And I'm really excited about season 5 because I have some great guests on. And I've really been focusing on interviews and interviewing other people, but I've really been avoiding doing this episode and, well, recording this episode. And so today, I'm jumping in and I am sharing that I have moved back to Melbourne, Australia after 10 years of living in Northern California. And it's been a really big life change. Kind of surprising, not necessarily planned, but a big life change. And so I have kind of been avoiding doing this episode, I think, because often I'm going through something in my life, and normally I like to share like when I'm on the other side of something. And usually I have a bit of like reflection and have made sense of like what I've gone through, and I'm able to share it. So I think in moving countries, there is so much to process. Like, I not only moved countries, I stopped working at my job that I left my job after, I think this would be my 8th year working there. And so there's so many big life changes that I don't think I've fully caught up to really processing. And even in saying I've moved back to Melbourne, there is a part of me that's like, have I really? I don't know. Maybe I haven't. But for now, I'm here. So I think some of my students plenty of people in America have really been on my journey of actually thinking about transitioning out of living in Reading and out of my job probably for a couple of years. So it's kind of been this really interesting thing where I've known in my spirit, like I've known that I'm going on to something different. And also, I think that when you're a pioneer or you build something, you kind of like need something else to build, or you need another project, or you need to, like, I don't know, like when you're more of a visionary builder personality, it gets hard to stay somewhere where you are kind of maintaining. And that's kind of not my jam. It's not where I come alive. And so I was really feeling like a glass ceiling in my career, in my job. And I think, like, often a lot of us are frustrated in our workplace because we've hit a glass ceiling and we don't really know how to grow or move past it. So I had been feeling that and sensing that for a long time. And I think you guys know I'm all into therapy and coaches and getting input into my life. And so really, like, sought some like coaching to actually really tap into like, what do I actually want to do? Like, where do I want to be? And that kind of set me on the journey of actually going to New York and, spending the summer there and studying acting again, which is something that I studied straight out of high school. I trained to be an actress. and then helped build a conservatory. So I was very much, I felt very on the periphery of creativity. And it's so interesting when I think of moments in my life, like before I moved countries, I really felt like I was living on the sidelines of my life. Like I actually wanted to live wholehearted. I wanted to take risks and I wanted to, yeah, live a brave life. And I think when I kind of had reached this point in my job, you feel like you're on the sidelines again. Like it's kind of like, I feel like I'm in my comfort zone. I'm watching other people be creative, but I don't really feel creative. And I teach a class called Wholehearted Artists, but I don't really feel like an artist. And so I went to New York and really came alive in acting again. It was incredibly uncomfortable, but I'm like, that's where the magic happens. Like when we're in discomfort, when we're doing something new or when we're, you know, doing that. And I think I love to live my life like that. I can't live stuck and stagnant. And so anyway, so I ended up getting into that school in New York, and it's an amazing school. And I was actually going to move from Northern California to New York to attend that school. But I think there's always felt like a war inside me a little bit. That sounds really dramatic, but I felt a tension that, you know, like there's one thing to follow your dreams and like do all of that, but then I miss out on so much with my family in Australia. And I'm actually really close to my family, and I have three nieces and a nephew, and they are like, I am so in love with them. Like I'm obsessed. They're so special to me. And my connection with my siblings feels precious, and my mom and my family. And I just have felt like 10 years away from them, like we don't have a controlling family, thankfully. Like they love seeing me go after what I want, but they also love me, would love to do life with me. And I really haven't done that. Like I think it's something unique to, I mean, it's very different, like bonding with your siblings when you're in your 30s versus like, you know, when you're in school or growing up with them. And so when I came back to visit Australia, like I really enjoyed that connection. And I think that there's this kind of frustration when you're like immigrating to a country or yeah, like when you're living interstate or whatever it is away from family, it just feels like it's a challenging, like when you see them, it's like high stakes and hurry up and we've got to make sure we see each other as much as possible before you leave. And so that has just been a challenge. So I think that, I think a lot about like, you know, and they use this in therapy a lot, like parts work, the part of you that wants to go follow your dreams, but also the part of you that wants to build memories and make, you know, meaningful moments with your family. And I think both are really true. And I think that the big risk in my life wasn't necessarily going and pursuing acting. It was actually, like spending more time with my family and trusting that the creative parts of me that I'm still wanting to explore will also be fulfilled. Because I think being a woman, and also I talk with, you know, clients that are going on maternity leave from their career, and it's such a dance to try and figure out like when to invest time in different areas. And I think that like I am so blessed to have a family that does not like control me or pressure me or say you should move back. Like they would love me to move back, and I have, but they are not like that at all. They're very supportive. And so it felt really great to kind of have that kind of freedom in my connection with my family. And I know that that's actually quite rare, because people often use control to find connection. And, you know, it's such a, yeah, you can't really have authentic connection with control. And so I feel very blessed to have that in my family. But anyway, I think all that to say, that's really my focus for this season. And I, while I won't be pursuing acting right now, I'm really excited to be pursuing more the growth of my own business, and which is coaching, and my podcast, and actually writing and writing my book. And I think that, like, often, I feel like it's like this beautiful gift in my life to actually give attention to that, because I think I felt very split focus, like having my full-time job and then a side business and a podcast. And sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just too much. And so I'm really excited to give my full attention to my own business and my podcast and my own writing and all of that. So excited about that. And I think that, like, it gets me thinking to how we can live compartmentalized. And I think of ways that sometimes I feel a little compartmentalized. And it's not that I'm being fake or inauthentic. It's just me trying to be fully, like, foster all the parts of myself, because I think that one thing that is really true about me is that I really do have a business side. Like, there is a strategic kind of professionalism side to me that has all that kind of workplace experience, corporate experience, and all of that. And then there's also the creative side of me that wants to, read a Tennessee Williams play, or, you know, go to the theater and all of that. And then there's also the faith part of me that is deep and rich. And, because our university was part of a church, I felt like, oh, I'm really fostering that part of me, but I am actually kind of feel like I'm kind of not fostering the other parts of me all the time. And so I think I'm on this journey of trying to figure out how to not live compartmentalized, like to fully be the uniqueness that I am. And I think that, like, in some ways, it's really challenging to do that, to not live compartmentalized, because we have a lot of social cues and social rules. And I think that they're totally appropriate. But it's really interesting me stepping out and doing a podcast and putting that myself out there, because it kind of is quite vulnerable. It's quite personal. And so the professional part of me is like, oh, I don't know if I really want to share that. But then I know I counsel and coach professionals, so I think that they can identify with that as well. It's like this, oh, I'm going to show up fully human and share all the parts of me. Try and figure out how to do that. And so I think coming back to this glass ceiling that I was telling you about is when I was in my position, I just didn't feel like I was being, it's not that I was being fake, but it was like, oh, this doesn't feel like me. Like, this doesn't feel authentic to where I'm going. And I think that all change in our life, all transition, like when we transition from one job to the next, or in my case, moving countries and changing jobs, like there has to be like a shedding of the old before you can step into the new. And so in some ways, I think the reason why I've been avoiding doing this episode or putting it out there is more because I can feel this beautiful letting go and shedding of, 10 years, but also like the grief that comes with that, like the expectations of things like, expectations going into something, and then maybe it's not working out the way that you had planned or hoped. So I think that, like, the avoidance isn't so much that I don't want to tell you. It's more just like it's such a process, like working through and letting go of something. And I think that a lot of you can probably identify is that, like, when you get this gift of a new season, you're trying to think through, like, especially if you've gone on a healing journey, you're thinking about, like, actually, I don't want to bring that into the new season. What am I actually intentionally going to focus on? What is the focus? And, you know, and certain things that I feel really intentional on leaving behind is certain mindsets, but also like different responses. So a huge one being a woman is that fawn response, that people-pleasing response. And I think that's something that, you know, gets tested in every new season. Like, are you going to go and be small and go back to the way that you were? And I really feel this kind of, this invitation to be expansive. I think when we go through transition, like I could even feel it in myself of like, I just want to be hide and be small and just buy, like, get off social media and not like be out in the world and just kind of cocoon away and be with my family and just do my own thing. But I felt this like, there's something that America did give me. And the thing that America really did give me was a really big feeling, like an expansive feeling. Like America is just, it just feels big. And I think coming back to a smaller country, you know, population-wise, not necessarily land mass size, but you can feel this like when you go back to, so I can imagine anyone, if they go back to their hometown, they can feel this like, oh, I want to retreat and be small. And I think the gift that America did give me was a big thinking, you know? And so the thing that I'm committed to is constantly expanding and growing and being big and enlarging the way I see God, the way I see the world, the way I see myself, the way I see other people. And I will be committed to go on that journey. And so what you can expect in season 5 is really more of those expansive conversations. If I think back to my 24-year-old self or 25-year-old self, I think I was 24. You know, and I think about her and I think about the stories I wish she knew before she got on that airplane. I think about the hope that was ahead of her and that the possibility. And so I think a lot, but, the reason why I have this podcast is because I really do believe in the power of story. And I will be having guests on my podcast that have beautiful stories. And what I'm really committed to, and I haven't lived in Australia really for 10 years, so I don't want to like assume anything about this nation because it's gone through so much. But what I really do think is that the world needs more authentic, raw, messy, complicated, but beautiful stories. And I am excited to bring that. And I'm excited to interview people who are really, really the real deal kind of people. And so you can expect more kind of wild stories. I'm not going to be having them out there just because I want great ratings. It's really just to provide hope because I know, especially in Australia, someone was sharing just the other day about mental health statistics in Australia. And I think Australia is in the top 5 most lonely. People feel the most lonely. And it's like in the top 5 countries of mental health, like, yeah, Australians feel the most lonely. And I just wonder if we're telling more raw stories and real stories that people will actually feel less alone. Because when we share our stories, like shame just breaks. And usually it's shame that keeps us isolated. So that is why I have my podcast, and I'm excited about where we're going now that this has my full attention. My attention and energy is not split focus, which I'm so excited about. So very excited about the upcoming guests. And I actually would love to hear from you. Like, what do you want to hear in regards to mental health or living a brave life? And I am actually opening up my calendar to receive more coaching clients. So if you are interested in getting some coaching, I know that's a new thing for my Aussies, but I am opening up for new clients. And so you can book in a discovery call, a 20-minute discovery call. And I'm very excited to engage with you guys more and connect with you more and have some exciting updates coming your way. So thank you everyone for listening to the Next Brave Thing podcast. And I will see you next week with an amazing guest.
Thanks for listening today. Please download, share with your friends, and write a review. If you would like to book in a life coaching session with me, go to my website at www.ella-hooper.com or follow me on Instagram at Next Brave Thing Podcast.